I do not want to be who I am. Petit luck is offered in the 17th century. The dust and constitution of Castile, the things that come and come again. The morning that promising today gives us the evening. The patter of the barber and the priest. The loneliness that time continues leaving. And one illiterate and idle niece. I am a man of years, a casual page. Reveal the unused voices that had been pursuing me, Urganda and Amadis. I sold my acres and procured the books that recollect completely the companions, the grail which received the human blood poured out for our salvation by the sun, the idol of Muhammad, made of gold, the pyramids, the battlements, the banners, and all the operations of magic. The knights of Christianity spilled over the kingdoms of the world to vindicate insulted dignity or to impose justice with the edges of a sword. Please God, let one be sent to reinstate that noble practice in our century. My dreams are dissipated. I have felt it at moments in my celibate sad flesh. I don't yet know his name, but I, Kihan, will be that champion. I will be my dream. In this historic house there is a shield of long ago and a stainless blade of Toledo, and an authentic lance, the true books, a promise to my arm full victory. To my arm, my visage, which I have not seen, has never cast its image anymore. I am not even dust. I am a dream that weaves itself in sleep and wakefulness. My brother and my father, Captain Cervantes, Fort Noble, learned Latin and a little Arabic, that I might be allowed to dream the other. This fertile memory will be a part of all the days of man. I humbly pray, my God, my dreamer, keep on dreaming me.
Disintegrated in the depth of time, I want one to be spared oblivion. Want an exceptional rose from all the things that once existed. Destiny allows me the privilege of choosing this first time that silent flower, the very final rose that Milton held before his face but could not see. Oh rose, vermilion or yellow or white, from some obliterated garden, your past existence magically lasts and glows forever in this poetry. Gold or blood-covered ivory or shadow, as once in Milton's hands, invisible.